determining the motion of multicells is more challenging than for ordinary storms or supercells, because there's usually several factors at play. These factors include shear and cold pool interactions, low-level convergence, instability and moisture gradients, and three-dimensional boundary interactions. Ultimately, MCS motion is the result of the advection of existing cells by the mean wind and the propagation of new convection relative to existing storms.